Welcome to day 131. We are up to Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, and today we're going to finish, Emir Tzashem, the first Perek of Masechah Shavuos together. Now, we learned yesterday about Eser Netios, and that's the halacha that if there is a base sa, a field that is 50 by 50 amos, and inside there are 10 young trees, Netios, then you are allowed to plant, plow and work that field all the way up to the beginning of the seventh year, meaning you're allowed to continue working that field for the entirety of the sixth year until the very last day, as opposed to a general orchard, you have to stop working the field by Shavuos of the sixth year. So says Mishnah Zayin, Hanetios v'hadaluim mitstarfin l'soch beisa, that netios, these young trees and gourds actually combine to create this number 10 that would allow you to work the beisa for the entirety of the sixth year. So what we learned originally, that it's 10, what it's called, Eser Netios, 10 young trees, it's not literally 10 young trees. It could be some young trees and some gourds. Now, the Rishali points out, it's quoted in all the Mefarshim, that we're not talking about any number of each one. It needs to be a majority of young trees. So it needs to be at least six netios, at least six, and then the rest can be, the other four can be gourds. And the Bartanura further limits it and says that we're not talking about all gourds or any gourd. We're talking specifically about a Delas Yevanis, which is a Greek gourd, larger than some other gourds and actually has characteristics, resembles these young trees, and that's why they might be able to be combined. Rabban Shimon Gamaliel Omer, Kol asara deluim lebeis sa. Even if the entire field, so to say, is just 10 of these gourds, you don't have any netios, you have no young trees, but they're just asara deluim, 10 of these gourds, then Chorshin kol beis sa Rosh Hashanah, then it still has the halacha of Eser netios, and you're allowed to plant the entirety of the field until the very last day of the sixth year. So according to Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, Eser netios is not literally Eser netios, it's either netios or these sorts of gourds, and we actually pasken that way. The halacha is like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. Says Mishnah Ches, ad emesai nikru netios. Great, so we have this concept called these young trees. Well, until when is a tree considered young? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, ad sheyacholu, until they become chulin. Chulin means that they're allowed to be eaten regularly. So what is he talking about? Generally, by trees, we have a concept called orla. For the first 3 years of a tree's existence, it often doesn't produce fruit at all, but if it does, it's often inferior fruit. But either way, even if it produces wonderful fruit, for the first 3 years of a tree, we are not allowed to eat any of its fruit. That has the status of orla. In the fourth year of its existence, it has the status the same as Maaser Sheni. We've seen this a few times, where you have to take the fruits and eat them in Israel, or be poded them, redeem them, and take the money and buy food in Israel, and then the fruits are fine. And then in the fifth year of the tree's existence, then they are chulin, and then they are totally fine to eat in any context. They're like regular fruit. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, ad sheyacholu, there are two different ways to understand it. One, the most straightforward way, is that you have to wait until the fifth year, right? Until the first 4 years of a tree's existence, it's called an tia. It's called a young tree. By the fifth year, once the fruits are totally fine and able to be eaten anywhere, then it would no longer be considered a netia. The other way of understanding it, and the way the Bartanura says, is that it can actually lose its status of netias even before, of a netia even before then. That it doesn't mean that it has to be totally fine. It means that you can make the fruits okay. Meaning to say that in the fourth year, once you redeem the fruits and take that money to Israel, then the fruits become chulin, and at that point, it's no longer considered a netia. It's an interesting view, this second view, because then it doesn't just depend on the science. It doesn't just depend on how long the tree is in the ground, or how long the fruits have grown for, but it depends on whether you actually were poda, you redeemed the fruits or not. But again, the general understanding, or the most straightforward understanding, is that for the first 4 years, it's considered an etia, and then the fifth year, when the fruits are totally fine to eat anywhere, then it loses its status of an etia. Rabbi Shua Omer, Bas Sheva Shanim. Rabbi Shua says, no, for the first 7 years, it's considered a young tree, which is very interesting. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Netia Kishma. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Netia, the word is often translated as a sapling. It's exactly how it sounds, meaning to say it's about a year. For the first year, then a tree is still considered very small, very young, and it's a time where people would still look at it and say, they would call it, oh, that's a Netia, that's a sapling, that's a new tree. After that, it is not considered Netia anymore. Ila Shenigman Behotzi Chalib, and if there is a tree, a tree that's already a fully fledged tree, that's no longer an Etia, and it was cut down. Behotzi Chalib, and now the stump is now sprouting new branches. So the halacha is mitefach ulamata. If the trunk is less than a tefach above the ground, it's a very very small stump, then kinetia. Then anything that grows from it is like a brand new tree, and it has the status of this young tree. But mitefach ulamala. But if there's still at least a tefach or more of the trunk remaining, then it is ki'ilan. Then anything that grows from it, the new branches are considered just an extension of an already mature and already developed tree. And that would be, that's the words, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. That is Rabbi Shimon, the final opinion of this last mission of the first Perek. And we actually paskin like that last opinion. That is Perek Aleph, and Mirtz Hashem will start with Perek Sheni, the second Perek, tomorrow.